God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. So do you ever start your day by looking at social media? Boy, isn't that a blessing? Doesn't that encourage your heart? Doesn't that help you gain the courage to do what's right today? No, probably not. I don't know how much of anything you see is accurate on social media. But haven't you ever felt outnumbered, like everyone's going the wrong direction, like you're swimming upstream? I don't mean that arrogantly you're the only one that's right. I just mean, don't you ever get the feeling that you're in the minority? Now, let me just tell you something. If you're in the minority or you feel like you are, join the crowd. Well, except it's not a crowd. If you ever felt outnumbered when trying to do the right thing, I want to tell you that you're not alone in feeling alone. David felt that way. God helps those who know they need it. God doesn't help those who need it merely. God helps those who need it and know it. Well, did David know he needed help? Psalm 12:1 says this, "Help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men." David looked around him and he said, "The godly cease and the faithful fail." And what you have in the following verses is a contrast between the proud and the poor. God helps those who need it and know it, and that's why it's important that we are not proud, but rather poor. What about the proud? In verses 2 through 4, the Bible uses words like vanity and flattering, and yes, proud, to describe them. In verse 3, the Lord shall cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaketh proud things, who have said, "With our tongue will we prevail. Our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us?" They're independent, and yet they're in the majority. They're proud. Proud people cannot get the help they need. They don't even know they need it. But the poor do. Now, when we speak of poor, we're not talking about those who are financially in poverty. Although if a man is healthy and wealthy and young, he is not nearly as likely to know his need of God than if he is old and poor. No, Jesus said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit." So David was a king. David had all kinds of money, and yet he felt poor. He felt like he was not powerful. What does God say of the poor? Verse 5, "For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, now will I rise, saith the Lord. I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him." These people puff up, then they puff at. They're puffed up, and so they're full of vanity and hot air, which they spew against those who are wanting to do what's right. Look, you may feel like you're in the minority, but you're not. As the evangelist years ago, Bob Jones Sr., used to say, you and God make a majority. God helps those who know they need it. So do you know that you need it? Are you proud or are you poor? Help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail. Look, heaven and earth may pass away, but God's word will not pass away, and friends may fail, and those who had or have faith may fail, but God never does. God does not change, God does not fail, and God helps those who need it and know it.